Dan and Rand and Jay will share tales of folks so unaware they lack in grace and sometimes choose the life they choose will make the news. Breaking down each epic fail in Florida, there's half price bail. I'm happy to say they
couldn't make this up.
So listen to our podcast jam with co-host Arm and Dan. Vendors, don't be a jerk.
Hey Townies, welcome to a Friday episode of Dumb People Town.
Population you.
Population, give me the name of the movie, Rand.
Well, the name of the movie is Mother's Little Helpers. There we go. Dave Giantoli and Milana Weintraub, amazing actors, really great in everything else they've done, and they are fantastic in this movie, which comes out.
Thank you so much.
It comes out. I saw the movie. Jay and I did a little thing in it. We were the radio announcers in it. Just a teeny tiny little thing.
Which in the deep background. That's where we do our best work.
You guys do have beautiful radio voices, I have to say.
Thank
you. It's a peak of mine when you don't have it.
It's for you, and Milana won't understand this, but Dave, well, it's from years of listening to KSHE 95.
St. Louis's.
No.
We're going to rip off the knob, shove it up your ass, and light it on fire because it's the weekend, all weekend long.
You guys need to, be listening to 97.9 The Loop out of Chicago if that's what you need.
Right, Milana?
Star Bros, at least, and I have a mutual friend who hosts Y98.
Oh, yeah.
Y98, the point.
So Dave is really close friends with Tim Convey, friend of the show as well, and a great comedian. You guys are fantastic. I'm happy you're here. We believe the world's getting dumber. I don't know if you guys feel that way.
Oh my God. I really thought that the mutual strife would bring us together in some way. And the fact that we can see so not eye to eye, even in these times. Yes, I agree. The world is getting dumber.
Yeah. Dumb has survived the coronavirus. Maybe better than
dumb
humans.
Has antibodies. Dumb
survival
has,
of the dumbest.
It is survival of the dumbest. Like dumb has the best, strongest antibodies ever. And so the craziness about that is Dan is adjusting sound. How are we doing? Are we good, Dan?
We're good.
All good. Is that, we get great stories sent to us by our awesome fans. We have our dumb boots on the ground. They're not dumb, but the boots are dumb.
And they try to find what we consider to be examples of stupidity. And on this show, we don't just point and say, hey, that's a dummy. We say, hey, why is that dummy? Mm-hmm.
So maybe the two doing. Of you guys who are-
can help us understand the 10 decisions that led to the dumb thing that happens.
And then later on-
why
we'll talk-
is that dummy? All right, why does-
why?
We ask. So it's almost like it's an empathy exercise. It's like can you put yourself in that person's shoes?
And then also you can rip them a new asshole. You can rip them a new asshole.
Yeah, feel free. Feel free. Have fun. All right, Dan, shall we start?
Sure. This was sent in by a listener. Anybody can send us stories. Please do. All you have to do is at Daniel Van Kirk, hashtag dumb people town. Since I'm not getting to go out on the road and interact with everyone doing clubs, I get to interact with them via Twitter, so I appreciate everybody who sends us a story.
We are so thankful.
Here we go. This was sent in by Grony at Jake Grony, who has really been a beacon of dumb light in this
he susses
time.
It out.
He sends
his game up.
He sends so many stories in. Okay, here we go. Mm-hmm. This is a story about what would you do in this situation and if you worked in possibly one of the dumbest places. I'm not saying it wouldn't be fun sometimes, but you would hate it. Here we go.
Okay.
An ex-receptionist, so already you know there's a breakup.
Something. Have you guys, either of you, been a receptionist or answered the phones for a company somewhere?
I used to have a phone job, and it sounds like I am saying, like, I used to give phone jobs.
Oh, and, hey.
No, me too.
Sorry,
me too.
This is a children's show for dumb children.
No.
We're not at all.
We're all about the orgasm, so keep going.
But yeah, it was basically like a scam model agency, mm-hmm. yeah. where people would come in and then the company would charge them way too much for headshots or something and mm-hmm. then sell them the dream of stardom and then disappoint them. And
so
I think I was 16 and I didn't really know what I was doing, but I was making like $300 a week. And I was like, I could buy a new pair of jeans every week.
It's so much money.
That's awesome.
So this is an ex-receptionist.
You understand the amount of things you have to do to become an ex-receptionist.
Yes. Assuming you did not just quit, You were fired. You were fired. Right. There was already drama in that word.
There was clearly an incident.
There was an issue.
We don't know what it is, but you're an ex-receptionist.
I hope that's how they answer. Like, what are you up to these days? I'm an ex-receptionist. I feel you.
As the empathist in the group, which I feel myself, and a word that I made up, it's possible that this receptionist just went on to get her master's degree.
Thank you. Very, very possible.
Benefit of the doubt.
After a very ugly incident. Yes.
She's mastering in dumbassery. All right.
Okay, here we go. An ex-receptionist says a New Jersey dental office, one of my favorite indie rock bands of all time,
New Jersey Dental Office. I know.
New Jersey Dental Office is a hotbed. The dental office itself is a hotbed of drug and alcohol use, where her boss took hard liquor shots out of dental cups and threw a booklet at her for blowing the whistle, a new lawsuit alleges. I mean, if you're tossing
booklets. So there was an incident.
Yeah, oh yeah. I mean, you're tossing booklets.
Wow.
We're talking about booklets.
We're not talking about books. No. We're talking about booklets.
Yeah. Okay, but don't they intentionally make those little sippy cups the same size as shot glasses?
I've always thought the same thing.
And they're disposable. I mean,
no one wants to be at the dentist, including the dentist.
Wouldn't it be kind of great if you went to your dentist and instead of those little like wash your mouth out cups, they did buy the like small solo cup shot size glasses? Like you'd be like, oh, this is you guys are having fun around here. I think you went to BevMo.
I've seen these actors in dentistry.
What's that again?
It is. Sleep dentistry. Yeah. I've seen it's like a new technique or whatever.
Yes.
That is ripe for abuse.
Oh yeah. Because no one needs sleep dentistry by way of alcohol.
You never want to hear this when someone says, hey, who's your dentist? And you're like, I go to Coyote Ugly. Yeah. That's where I do my dental.
Do they put you under? It's more of a passing out than a putting
they
under.
They make you pass out, then they get up on the bar and then they do your molar work.
You
never want
to hear your dentist say when you wake up. That's a phrase you do not want to hear.
Okay, so Nadia Zavalos says she was driven out of the American Dental Center in Union after complaining about the rampant party culture promoted by her supervisor, Lily Almeida, according to her Union County lawsuit Friday. So the dental office in Jersey is a rampant party culture hotbed.
They love to have fun.
My dentist hurt. It does feel like he has like his workers are like his harem. There's like,
oh yeah, mine too.
And he hopefully treats them well. Mm-hmm. I can see where that structure can be abused.
Milano.
Yeah. He's like their fun dad.
Yes. Who sometimes touches them and puts them under.
Oh, come on.
But for their own good.
Yeah.
She got kicked out of the union.
Got kicked out of this.
Well, it's Union, New Jersey.
Yeah,
I don't think there's a union for receptionists, but there should be after this story.
Dental workers?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
The Belleville, New Jersey woman says that she saw her supervisor, Lily, drink hard liquor out of dental cups, eat marijuana jello shots, and pop brownies while on the job.
Okay.
I want to go to this dentist's office.
Do you?
I mean, I don't want any work done there, but I'll hang out with them. Yeah, exactly.
But to hang out and just party.
Yeah.
I'm not here for it. Like, people are hanging out in the receptionist. Yeah, what are you here to? You here for a cleaning? No, I'm just here for the
jello
out.
Shots.
Right.
I'm here for a happy hour.
Horrible dentist's office. Pretty fun frat.
I hear you guys have really comfortable chairs.
Yeah,
exactly.
This is sweet.
Dude, you get to go there, you get fucked up, you read a People magazine from 1997. It is awesome.
Just a lot of stories about Nicole Kidman. It's great.
I took an x-ray on my balls. I feel good.
Yeah. Also, that's a lot of edibles to mix and match with alcohol.
Yes.
Yeah.
How is that person, poor Lily, how is she dosing herself?
So jello shot with
I don't know cannabis. If it all happened in one incident.
I mean, you hope?
I kind of hope it all did.
As dumb as we hope that it did.
We can hope.
Yes, hope it's that dumb. Lily also allegedly pushed these edibles and drinks on other employees who partook in the partying, including a dental assistant who handled patients, a court document said. I'm sorry. Nothing what they're doing is right. But if you walk in to get a molar removed and there are people.
Everyone in the office is like, yeah.
And you stay there, it's kind of on you. I don't want a victim blame, but like,
no.
See the red flag the size of a blanket and walk out.
There are dental offices every three blocks. You can keep driving, pull into that one.
100%.
I mean, but Dave, I think you hit the nail on the head before. There's just weird, like, think of your dental office. I love our dentist. We have Jay and I go to the same guy, and our families go to, wives go to, amazing. Ken Jacobs, DDS. Mm-hmm.
Love him.
Yeah. Fantastic dude. But there is like a weird connection between the dentist and the head of the hygienist and the hygienist. It is always a bizarre
and thing. And the receptionist at the front. It's always these like beautiful women or like beautiful women like 10 years ago. And that's who's at the front.
Well, right? Actually,
go for it, Milana.
My dentist, mm-hmm. who I've been going to since I was a kid, because I grew up in the same city I live in, mm-hmm. Is and was a beautiful woman. Mm-hmm. So yes. She, I think, has like intentionally made it so that the people that work around her are like a little bit less beautiful, so that she is power move.
It's a calculated move.
But the thing that is really disturbing about having a dentist that prioritizes her own aesthetics so much mm-hmm. is that when her face is so close yeah. to my face, yeah. And maybe this is a blessing in disguise. I'm just only focused on like
how beautiful she is.
Please don't let your mascara flakes fall into my mouth. Like there's definitely dried makeup.
Yeah.
She's been in an air conditioned space for 8 hours, and now I pop in.
It's a lot of flaking.
I have my own neuroses.
Sure.
And here I am with this woman who definitely was a stunner and is now trying to still be a stunner.
Sure.
Yeah, she like definitely lit all the dental conventions on fire. Like she would come and they're like, is she going to come?
Well, I mean, to be fair, it's called Smoke Show Dentistry, which is a little fratty in its own right. But
Smoke Show.
It's called Salt and Smoke.
I barely interface with the actual dentist.
Yeah, right. It's all.
Then he just like, hey, how was it? And then he bounces at the end of the whole thing.
It's all.
See, my dentist, it's a lot of
look
talk.
Look at Dave Gentoli bragging about his healthy teeth.
Dave, what are you?
I'm just going for a cleaning. What? It's no big deal.
I know. Yeah. Dave just walks in and he's like, yeah, give me the 15-minute quick.
Dave's like, when I walk in, they give me a standing O, and then I just sign autographs. They take a look, and then I'm out of there.
How many times
did so proud of me? They lie to me about how well my teeth are. I don't maintain them. I floss once every 60 days.
But wait, so I read this.
How many times, Dave, does your dentist say when you're like, how do my molars, how's the situation in the back of my mouth look? And they just say grim.
Stop. Oh, Jesus.
Come on.
At Sklar Brothers.
No, I read about this that like if your dentist was like, hey, look, there's a cavity in this tooth and we're gonna drill in and get it out, and you're like, well, I don't really necessarily feel anything there, but they're like, no, there is one there. Like, what do you, even if I looked in an x-ray, I couldn't necessarily see what they're talking about. They could be making up shit and telling you that you need dental work. And
there's
like,
no way to, there's no way to kill people.
You. They're just taking out part of your tooth and replacing it with a fill.
There's no way for lay people to call them on it.
Right.
I also just don't understand how the only way to heal teeth is to take them out. It's a permanent. Yeah.
They're dead now.
We should
now.
Be able to nurse them back to health.
I also think the idea of a dead tooth is really funny. Like that's hilarious. That tells you how like mm-hmm. the one that's the craziest person in the town has got three dead teeth.
She's like, I can't eat baby carrots. I got that dead tooth.
I got the dead tooth.
They have a I lot can't of... eat baby food. I got that dead teeth. Right. You're sending baby under them dead teeth.
Baby food is tough for you. That's crazy.
It's got all sorts of temperatures on it.
Oh man.
If you have cold. If you have a dead tooth, you have a lot of unopened mail. There's things you aren't dealing with.
Yeah. If you have a dead tooth, you have at least one storage locker that you forgot where it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And your car is definitely not up to date in terms of registration.
One of your if you have a dead tooth, one of the windows of your car is a trash bag.
The back one is a trash bag. That's right.
100%.
Okay. Now as King Empathist.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Is it possible to just have a dead tooth and you did nothing wrong and your mouth just
of
got
course.
Sad?
Of course.
Absolutely. You could be going unfunny. For your master's degree. But
100%.
You are. But I would call you the outlier of dead teethery.
Yep. Yes. You are trying to keep that average.
Teeth die out of mouth. nutrition or
something? No, I have no idea.
Teeth die because something else is wrong in your life.
Because you're neglecting a lot of things.
You could
dragged a whole percentage of this population for no reason, no fault of their own.
Of course.
I'm sorry to all my dead toothed fans.
Yeah. I'm sure you have a lot, actually.
The Lion King.
Honestly, the middle of the Venn diagram between my fans and people with dead teeth is a wide.
Okay, so we've got a lot of people in there. All right, we're trying to be.
Wide midsection.
Sure. How about you, Dave? You got a lot of dead tooth fans?
Well, I remember one of my earliest dental procedures, they had to pull a tooth. I don't know why. I can't remember. But they had me under. So it was like Diving Bell and the Butterfly. I couldn't, I was aware.
You could blink an eye to say move.
Mm-hmm.
But I remember hearing my tooth come out.
But a little. And then it's just.
You don't need that.
The kiss.
You don't need that.
No, I didn't.
Back to the story.
Go ahead. I'm just going to say that I am one of the people, and actually I don't know if this is a kind of person, but I hold my dental hygienist's hand when I'm in this chair.
Oh, my God.
If I did that, she'd file a restraining order.
Yeah, they can't do it with us.
You can do that. Yeah, if Dave or me or Dan or Jay does that, it's over.
I don't know. I hold the hand up.
It's almost like a squeezy toy more than human comfort. Like, I just need something to relieve my own pressure onto.
Yes. No, I'm down to hold the hand of Dr. Shlomo Frankel anytime he wants to.
Is it weird that when I spit in the mouth of my dental? That feels weird. Is that strange?
Hey, if you have consent.
She can suck it. Not anymore. Those days are over, my friends.
Back to this. So Nadia Zelvos was offered the drugs and alcohol by Lily, but she passed because she's fucking lame.
Or smart.
Right, I know.
Part of the no fun league. Huh? Oh, God.
It says here.
Smart people. She is one of the few smart people.
Of course. She's surrounded in a done job. Yeah, she's
We're
in a
spoken about. Podcast.
she's an oasis in a desert of dumb.
Exactly. It says here that then after she said she didn't want to do this, that Lily was able to get away with the allegedly inappropriate behavior because of her, quote, flirtatious and possibly romantic relationship with dentist Dr. David Paltak, suit alleges. Or Paltak.
So now it's coming out that the story is that this is all the masterminding of the head dental hygienist.
Yes.
Or the head of the office. So that the dentist is like, I really wish you wouldn't do that. And then she's like, oh, do you? Shut the door. And she starts drilling on him.
Yeah. Okay.
or lets him drill her.
Or lets him drill her.
With consent. A lot of loving, enthusiastic consent. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we will talk about more about the movie that you guys have going on. Plus, we will get into what happened when Nadia tried to blow the whistle on this party dentistry.
I love it.
Okay.
More Dumb People Town right after this.
Stick around. Make a sound. There's more Dumb People Town.
Hey guys, welcome back to Dumb People Town. Dave Gentoli, Milana Weintraub. You guys, let's talk briefly about this awesome movie that I went to and saw the premiere of. You guys are both fantastic in it. Our friend Kestrin Pantera made the movie. Melanie Hutzel is in it. I think it's kind of
Brita Wool.
Oh yeah, Brita. I love so much. Great actors, great people. Sam, great people in this movie. Great. It's really well done. And I think it's kind of perfect for right now. It's about being in with your family at home. It feels very appropriate.
Yeah, it's about four kids that go home to help their mom die. But it's a comedy.
It is very funny.
And it's something that's accidentally time appropriate.
Yeah.
Where, this is a movie that takes place in a house where you're stuck, where you have to be with your family who you don't necessarily choose to be with and don't choose how long you're going to help this person pass. But everyone comes with their own set of baggage.
You play one of the siblings or the children of the mother who is dying. And Dave, you play Kestrin's husband. And you guys, go ahead. I know. But it is this thing. And I wonder if this is happening in houses all over the world right now while people are sheltered in place, but you start to find stuff out about your family that you didn't know.
Oh, wondering. That is happening everywhere. This is quarantine fights force you to just not retreat. So you really have to face your own stuff, like the magic mirror gate scene and Never Ending Story.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Love the Never Ending Story. Oh, I think we're losing. Oh,
your spouses or your roommates or whatever.
Yeah. You're going to be in it. So let's just talk about, I really want all of our listeners to support this movie, not just because it has friends of ours in it,
but because it's independent art. That's what we're all about. If you're listening to this podcast and you subscribe to this podcast, you're already on board with supporting independent art. So how can people?
I think May 5th is the wide release. I'm going to go look at all the details.
May 5th, you can buy it on iTunes. Mm-hmm. You can watch it with your whole family. And it is very much an independent piece that was made through the sheer will of Kestrin Pantera, who is as you know, Sklar Brothers. She's just an amazing community builder. And she came to us with this idea, and then we all kind of helped her birth it.
Yeah, you guys all brought your own unique talents to it, and you could just see that. And it just worked. You guys, your chemistry on screen was amazing. First of all, it's beautifully shot, but it's beautifully acted.
Kestrin is incredible. I always say she's a verb more than a noun, and she's incredibly eccentric beauty who's rooted in real life at the same time.
Yeah.
She just has she has the coolest friends of anyone I know, and they all show up for her, and they did in this movie.
So I say there are two types of people in the world. There are people out there who are like, man, I'm going to do that, and they talk about it like forever. Kestrin is a person who says it and then does it
and
makes it a reality.
And this is the biggest comment I can give. Jay and I are so ridiculous about this. And Dan, who has known us for years and years, knows that we are this way. I walked out of that premiere of that movie, and I walked over to Kestrin and I said, you're putting us in your next movie. That's how much fun it was. And she was like, I can't. No,
she's like, we hire good
You'll
actors.
You'll have to audition. Yeah. I don't know.
We're looking for a Sklar Brothers type.
we're Reed with casting director only. Is that bad? And so,
you guys are really great in that movie, too. It was really cool of you to lend your voices to that.
We loved it. And
your faces were like, take it or leave it. But your
voices.
Really
so true.
High quality.
But that's we get very single white female about like people and projects that we're like, oh, this thing that we saw that we loved, now let's try and consume it and be a part of it. But that's only stuff that we really love. So that's the way I felt when I saw this movie. So I want everyone to see it. Mother's Little Helpers.
May 5th,
iTunes. Find it. You're stuck at home. Yeah, what else are you going to do?
And by the way, can people follow you? How do they follow you guys on the socials just so that they can support you too?
I'm at Mr. Gentile Instagram.
Nice.
Spell it.
G-I-N-T-U-L-I.
Italian, you guys know.
Yeah, G-I-U-N-T-O-L-I. And Milano, how do they find you?
I'm at Mint Milana, like Mint Milano's, but with an A. Mint Milana. I love it.
Mint Milana on all her stuff. So follow her. Great follow.
All right, Daniel, let's
finish
this
crazy dentistry story.
Let's do it. Let's do it.
This office is nuts.
Yeah. So she gets a booklet thrown at her, right? Mm-hmm. So this is what she says. After all that happened, where she goes, well, I think she's having sex with the dentist, right? Mm-hmm. That is when Lily retaliated and she complained to the office manager, Kathleen Peters, bring her into this, I guess, by screaming at her in front
Kathleen
of patients.
Kathleen Peters hasn't had an orgasm in 11 years. Let's just be cool to Kathleen Peters.
Kathleen Peters works in a dentist's office, but her front four teeth are all dead.
Right. Because she doesn't like handouts.
Work for her teeth.
Exactly.
She works hard for her front teeth.
She does work hard for her
teeth. I love that cover.
What's her name?
Kathleen Turner. Peters.
Kathleen Peters owns a split-level townhome.
We're never going to get through this.
Elizabethtown.
Kathleen Peters only buys glasses at Lens Crafters.
She only steals glasses at Lens Crafters. Kathleen Peters screamed.
Kathleen Peters is like Buffalo Wild Wings is gourmet.
I was going to say, six people at TGI Fridays know her by her first name.
And they all know her birthday. All right, go ahead.
She was screamed at her in front of patients and staff, throwing an accounting booklet at Nadia. So Kathleen comes in hard. Then
Everyone throwing booklets?
I know.
Yeah,
that's what ridiculous. They
got. It's like we're not talking about a pamphlet. We're talking about a booklet. That's way bigger than a pamphlet or a
spiral edge.
Like a journal or like a Moleskine.
I mean, I feel like it either came down to throwing a booklet or like a Highlights magazine from 1991. You have to choose your weapon. This is.
But it's like the shoe thrower from Austin Powers. Like, who throws a booklet?
That's right. That's right.
Yeah, you're more annoyed. You fucking threw a
booklet at me?
Okay.
Yeah. What? Unless you...
Out, it hits the ground. That doesn't catch the air.
You got to get hit with the binding in order for that to make an impact.
Lily then slammed the book on Nadia's desk, violently shook her chair, which to me is the most comical part of it. I'm just going to shake you up a little bit. And assigned her extra work that week, which is the biggest dick move of all.
Oh, yeah, of course.
So then, you're going
to do these reports.
You've obviously never been shaken in a chair. It is traumatic.
So then Lily also gave Nadia shifts that she knew would be hard for her to make. In a meeting the pair had with the doctor, I'm sure he was like, ladies, just drink. Why can't we all get along?
Why don't we all just get naked and talk about this?
I'm the cool dentist. You guys want to hit? So
why don't you guys make out while I watch?
Right.
I mean, let's figure this out.
Right. In a meeting with the pair had with Dr. Poltak and Peters. So Peters is roped back into this again on February 3rd. The dentist said, okay, so now this is what's great. Dr. Poltak decides he wants to bring everybody into a room to vindicate himself. He's not even interested in people throwing booklets. This is what he says. He gets them all in a room and he goes, quote, there can be an empty bottle of whiskey in my garbage can, but if there's no video of me drinking it, no one can prove that the whiskey bottle is mine.
This is the
I would if I'm Nadia, I'm like, no one even brought up your whiskey bottle.
Yeah, no one's talking about you.
We're here about a booklet throwing.
It's like when a cop rolls up and is like, what's going on? He's like, I didn't hit her.
You're like, no one said anything.
Nobody asked if you hit anyone.
Just because my taxes aren't paid doesn't mean that I'm the one that didn't pay them.
No one even asked about your taxes.
And also that does
weird
mean
weird thing to. We're talking about the vodka bottle in the trash can, but okay, let's get into the taxes.
Sure.
So then during the meeting, Peters, who is the office manager, told Nadia that they don't fire people. Quote, we just make sure your life is miserable so you leave on your own. Dude, what are you, a Bond villain? Don't tell everyone what you're going to do.
We don't fire people because if you fire them, you have to pay them unemployment. That's if they quit, then you don't have to pay them.
Not if you fire them for good reason, right? Right. Like,
that's right. True. You can fire if you fire with cause, then
but yeah, if you fire them for snitching on your
your
dental weed party.
So Nadia quit that day. 2 days later, another employee, not Pat Kathy Peters, nope, and not Lily, and not nope, Dr. Poltak, another employee called Nadia saying, quote, everyone in the office is upset at you. The same person then called Nadia and told her that another coworker, quote, will find you and kick your ass.
Okay, those are two different extremes.
Yeah, I also take it back.
Like emotional manipulation, like, hey, this place that you voluntarily abandoned is upset about it. Right. And then the other one is like, your life is in danger.
I know. That's why I take back what I said. This is no longer a cool frat. It is a shitty frat.
This is a terrible place.
You should never have pledged.
It's a cult of alcoholics and drug addicts.
And Invisalign.
Yeah. There's an Invisalign between you and the dentist.
That's right. You won't step over.
No,
you don't step over this Invisalign. If you do, it's over.
She then
and paper throwers.
So yes. Nadia obviously has a lawsuit going. The lawsuit says to imagine a workplace as wild as one depicted in Wolf of Wall Street. I don't know if it's that crazy.
It's not
Wolf of Wall Street.
Don't flatter yourself.
I know. Nobody's doing lewds. Okay. Then imagine
the dentist office.
The most insane is just the meanness of the interpersonal relationship.
I know.
That's it.
Yeah. It's okay to dislike someone, but you don't have to be mean.
Yeah. Don't make it a group thing.
What a nightmare.
Yeah.
Don't throw a figurative booklet at her after the fact. they threw a booklet at her. I know.
Well,
it brings them closer together to find somebody to hate.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. It's office unity.
You can't choose your friends, but you can choose your bruises.
It's team building, guys. It's team building.
It is team building.
The suit also names the American Dental Center's parent company, Garden State Dental Management. I love Zach Braff's work.
Mm-hmm. Garden State Dental Management.
He really
gave a platform for the shins to grow big.
Great, but great waiting area music.
Yes.
Instead of applauding our our client for reporting this unlawful behavior. The company forced her from her role, Nadia's lawyer, Peter Velazano, says. Mm-hmm. We stand shoulder to shoulder with our client. Yeah, that's what you do when you do a shot ski. I hope that was the defense of the other. Exposing the dangerous and unlawful behavior in the Garden State. All right, I'm going to ask you guys. We will leave here on this. Nadia didn't want to do shots, didn't want to do edibles, didn't want to drink whiskey from the garbage can. How old do you think Nadia is that she did not want to go along? Is she young and therefore maybe a little square? Or they hired a grandma and Mrs. Doubtfire was not playing around?
Mm-hmm. How old do you think she is?
You guys are our guests.
I'm honestly a receptionist. I'm going old enough to vote, not old enough to drink.
Okay.
So not old enough to what?
Drink.
So 19 or 20.
Okay.
1920. All right. Okay. Go ahead.
Are we playing Price is Right style?
No. Like closest to the hole.
Over or under. Doesn't matter.
I'm going to say 22.
22 years old.
Jay?
She's 27.
27 from Jason's score.
I think
that's that's when you start to really like develop a conscience and a sense of self.
Her Saturn is returning. Right
okay.
Now.
I think she's.
Yeah, she just entered her Saturn return. Her balls just dropped.
Her balls just dropped. Feeling herself. I think she's 37.
37 years.
Yeah, I'm going to go a little older.
Okay. All right. I will tell you just before I reveal, one of you is only 2 years off.
Okay, good. Okay. Good to know.
But Nadia Zelvalos. Does not want to party, wants to do some receptioning, does not want to drink, and isn't interested.
Is a square.
It will not handle your booklet tossing. Mm-mm. And is disgusted that you're having sex with Dr. Peltak.
Yep.
She is 39 years old.
Oh my God.
I was right. I had a vision that this is not
young and dumb.
She's Dave Gentile old.
By the way, she's frankly like my kind of person. Like if I'm in a room where there's a party that I do not, that I cannot.
You're gonna find this girl.
Oh, I call the cops on parties.
Yeah, she's me up. Listen to me. This woman is a hero, and we appreciate her, and we appreciate you guys. And one more time, so that everybody and all of our fans go see and pick up Mother's Little Helpers on iTunes on May 5th. It's a
Mother's Little Helpers,
and it's right
just in time for Mother's Day.
Just in time for Mother's Day. You'll watch that movie and you'll be like, "Oh, my mom wasn't so bad." you guys are great in the movie. You guys are great for coming on this. And when we can be in the same room with our guests in the future, we'll have you guys back on for whatever amazing projects you're doing. Thank you guys so much.
Can't wait to sweat on you soon.
Yay! And we gotta get back to work.
Dum dum dum. Dum 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 dum. Stick around, make a sound, hunker down, it's Dumb People Town.
Scarpins Audio, a podcast network.